This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to this Messenger Insight podcast episode. Joined with two friends to talk about a great topic today, Amy Cordova and Alan Quigley, each of whom serve with Oklahoma Baptist. Welcome, y'all.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
Well, the topic for today is the Edna McMillan State Missions Offering. And, people think of the Lottie Moon and Christmas and Annie Armstrong and Easter. Well, it's that time of year when many of our churches are participating in the State Missions Offering. Amy, as you sort of are the point person in promoting and organizing, could you tell us what this year's offering is all about?
Yeah, this year we are focusing on shining our light throughout Oklahoma. We know that our world is dark, and there are people even in our own backyards that need to hear the hope of Jesus Christ. And so that's what the offering is surrounding this year, is shining our light in the darkness and really enabling our churches with this offering to do missions in their own backyards.
That's powerful. Alan, you've served as a pastor and, of course, with your role convention. How powerful is it when churches come together around something like this?
Well, you know, Brian, the wonderful thing about doing the State Missions Offering is it does allow Oklahoma Baptist to put the synergy of our efforts to move in one direction. And so we are able to partner together in taking the gospel to areas of our state that are usually overlooked by our churches oftentimes because they're in some of the darkest places and places where we don't even normally have churches. And so we're able to reach into the deep darkness of our state with the gospel because of the resources. We partner with our churches that are in those areas to do specialized outreach. These are oftentimes not things that are going to bring attention back to that local church, but it is going to take the light of the gospel into the darkest areas of our state. So that's what's really exciting about this offering, is it allows us to go places that normally we don't get in our week-to-week, day-to-day operations of our churches.
Well, and it's exciting with, you know, a big goal like $1.2 million. That's a lot of funds. But as churches of all sizes and people of all budgets come together and give what the Lord prompts them to, it makes a real difference. Amy, you all have put together some great materials for churches to use. Can you tell us about the videos and other things?
Yeah, we have four videos this year. One's an overview video, and it just explains the offering and how we work together to utilize these dollars for various allocations across our state. And so that can all be found on our website. We have three highlight videos, and they're highlighting. One is revitalization, and so we went all the way to the Panhandle in Guymon, and with Grace Southern, they are in a church that was struggling a bit financially and then just revitalizing their efforts and reaching their community. And so Oklahoma Baptist stepped in, gave them a hand in helping with different efforts like a revival, prayer walking, small groups, all sorts of things, even a VBS for the kids. And so when we came together, it helped encourage the church, and then it also drew others from the community in to be a part of this local congregation. And another highlight we had is crisis care. In this video, it highlights disaster relief coming alongside our Baptist Collegiate Ministries. And this video is specifically at OSU. And it is such a beautiful video. I encourage everyone to go watch it because it really shows how this multi-generation comes together and they're all there to help in the midst of a disaster, specifically a hurricane in this instance. But even then, the people who are serving had life change. Yeah. One of the students accepted Christ because he saw how disaster relief, those leaders there had a heart for what they were doing and a passion for what they were doing. And he caught on to that. He saw their good deeds, and it allowed him to see God through that. And now he works at OSU BCM.
Wow.
So That's super exciting. And then our final video is highlighting a local church plant here in Oklahoma City, Freedom Worship. And they, Ricky and Brittany, are really pouring into that community and loving their neighbors well. And it is creating so much great change in their community, but within their church. And the Lord is doing a great work there.
That's awesome. In each of these videos, there's a full-length format that's a few minutes, and then a shorter version that a church could show in their service. Alan, you've seen these. Talk about the
impact. Well, you know, Brian, to go back to the start where we were talking about the Guymon Southern congregation, it was a year ago that they contacted me and asked me to come and talk to them about how to close their doors.
Wow.
And it broke my heart listening to their story. And I said, could we have a different conversation? What would it take to keep your doors open? And out of that, the strategy was born. We have churches all across our state who are encountering that same kind of difficulty. And the good news is we have resources now available through this offering and other offerings like it to work with our directors of missions to go into those churches and bring life back where all they could see was closing the doors or bringing an end to the legacy of their congregation. And now we're able to go back in and offer them some hope through this revitalization. And this is just one example. This is happening and being replicated throughout our state. And the best way to connect with that is to work through your director of missions who then is able to access these resources to be able to do that. But, these videos are very powerful. And I would encourage every pastor to show these videos to his congregation. I would encourage them to show them on a Sunday morning. But if that is just not going to work out for you, I think that Oklahoma Baptist would be encouraged to see just the length of the gospel reach in our state. And it would be a very encouraging, uplifting time for any church that had the opportunity to view those stories together.
That's awesome. You know, one thing I love about the Edna McMillan State Missions Offering is it reminds us each year that there's deep lostness in this state, and we have a missions opportunity right in our backyard. Amy, the website, you mentioned oklahomabaptist.org/SMO, and some of the materials relate to missions education for children. Could you unpack some of that for us here?
Absolutely. That is one of my favorite parts of the offering and the promotion of it is we provide activity sheets for children. And so that can be utilized at church or at home for kids. And what it does is it helps them understand how we come together to give. And so we have one activity sheet that highlights Lottie Moon and Annie Armstrong and Edna McMillan and how they all work together to reach our state, North America, and the world. And so kids can see that through a coloring sheet. And then we also highlight these various prayer points that we have across the state and how children can pray for various needs in our state and how they can be involved in sharing the gospel as well. And they're easy to download. You can print them out, have your Sunday school class or your Mission Friends group do the activity. And there's also other suggestions of what you can do with the children while they're doing the activity.
That's awesome. And you can really see the light bulb go on as you go to these children's classes and that they get to be part of all this and they're learning and it's God stirring in their hearts. It seems like each year too, Amy, people get really creative. Churches will do different, you know, initiatives or, you know, the kids department. So we'll be following all that. So Joe Ligon is a voice in the videos of this. Mm-hmm. For those of you who know Joe, he's serving as interim executive director treasurer for Oklahoma Baptist. And Joe really brought home this message of shining the light in the darkness and coming together.
That's right.
For the offering. Alan, talking about lostness in this state, what are you seeing? What is God impressing upon you as some big needs and where Oklahoma Baptist can come in?
You know, Brian, we've done a good job with taking the gospel to our state through our churches. But this offering is really enabled us to take our initiatives as Oklahoma Baptist a step further. We say that we are church-centered and pastor-connected and associational-partnered, and all of these things are true. But we, through these resources, are able to bring that to an even higher standard or a better cohesive effort, because we can go in where we didn't see the need, but a local church saw the need. Instead of us generating something at the Oklahoma Baptist Building, the local church out in the field sees the need. They ask their director of missions about it. Director of missions contacts us, and we're able to go and meet the immediate need. And so when I look at how is it impacting lostness in our state and what is the brokenness of our state, when you look at it from a 30,000-foot angle, you see that, yes, Oklahoma is as lost as any other place in the United States, and the darkness is deep and in pockets, just like anywhere else in the United States. But what we do have is we have these 1,800 Oklahoma Southern Baptist churches that are scattered out across our state. So wherever that deep darkness is, there's a church that has them in their sight. They may not have the resources or the ability to do it on their own, but if they will partner with their association will partner with us, we can help those local churches get into those areas that we haven't gotten to before. And so I think that the potential for impacting lostness in our state is great. Oklahomans are thinking about eternal things. And so this has given us an opportunity to answer their questions by taking the light of the gospel to them when they're in their need and in their search. So I see this as a great opportunity for Oklahoma Baptist churches to really shine the light in specific places that they haven't been able to reach into before.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Amy, you've been able to be part of this offering for year by year now. Mm-hmm. What's some things God's encouraged you with as you've been part of this process?
Yeah, well, I can't imagine what we would have done last year if people didn't give to the offering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last year, we were able to provide churches with funds to feed their local community, and churches did, and people were fed that were hungry. We also were able to help enable people to serve kids in foster care, kids from hard places, and help them get back on their feet during a really hard time in our world. And so I have seen the impact that giving makes on our state when people are generous. And it's a beautiful thing when the church can stand up and say, we'll help you. And also, we know hope in the midst of this crisis. And so that's what State Missions Offering has been to me, that specifically this past year, but every year, that we get to say, we're coming alongside you to help. And also, we have Jesus, and He is everything. So to be able to communicate that to our state is huge, and it's because of people's giving that we're able to do that.
That's awesome. I love the theme of shining the light in the darkness and the verses in John that mm-hmm. brings to mind. You know, I see a lot of people in society, and I do this too. You look at the news, and you see all the darkness, mm-hmm. and you just want to sit around and curse the darkness instead of finding the lighthouse of the gospel. Alan, you know, as you've been in our churches and preached, what's God showing you about how that light shines so bright in the darkness?
Well, the wonderful thing is that passage there that says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And we have a corporate light. The church is the light in the community, no doubt about it. But we also have the light of Christ living in us individually. And so what I see is when a church has an initiative to take the gospel, take the light into the darkness, what really is exciting is when the members of that church kind of explode out of the corporate expression of taking the light into the darkness into the individual light-sharing experience. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so it's like a sparkler on the 4th of July. There's a main light, but it just spreads across the whole area. And churches that are evangelistic have people that are evangelistic, and the reach of the gospel goes much further when it's not just a corporate event, but an individual event. And so that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing churches get real excited about taking the light into the darkness, and then their members just expanding the reach into their workplace, into their school, into their community. And so that's the fun part about watching how God is using the light to spread across our state.
That's awesome. You know, we've been talking about how churches can promote this, mm-hmm. how people can give, how you can plan toward it. Let's talk a moment about the prayer component, the mm-hmm. week of prayer, and what some things we're hoping for there as September nears.
Yeah, so September we really focus on praying for our state, and specifically September 5th through the 12th. And it's a week long of prayer committed to us reaching our communities for Christ, but also in these various ways. And so we have from addiction care to foster care to crisis care. There's so many ways that we can impact our state. And for the church to rally together around that initiative is so powerful. Mm-hmm. And so we've developed a prayer guide. Churches can order those, or you can download them on our website, where members can take that and pray through those different prayer points throughout the week.
That's awesome. Well, some of the prayer points, too, include these video topics, the revitalization, crisis care, mm-hmm. compassion ministries, and how powerful is it when just God's people come together and yeah, pray about a united yeah. effort. We're joining hearts. We're joining our funds. We're all coming together around this. Well, be sure to check it out online at oklahomabaptist.org/SMO. I don't want to put you on the spot, but as far as the videos go, returning to that, is there one that sticks out to you that you just, if they're going to see one, what was y'all's personal favorite this year? I know with each year they're all just so good, but is there one that just really spoke to you, Alan?
Well, that is a very hard question to answer because they are amazing. But I like the one about the revitalization because I heard the desperate appeal of the church, and so to see them come to life and actually baptizing more people this year than they ever dreamed that they would be baptizing, it's just exciting to see the life come back into that church and the light to really shine through them. And so. Personally, for me, that was a real thrill to see the excitement and how God has moved in their work and continues to this day.
That's awesome. Amy, of those other ones?
Yes, that's like me picking a favorite child.
Okay, I figured.
But they're also wonderful, and they're also well done. And no matter your geography, like where you're located or your generation, mm-hmm. what age you're part of, from college kids to senior adults, children struggling with schoolwork. I mean, we have a church reaching out and tutoring. So no matter where you're at in Oklahoma, these videos are so impactful. And there is funds available to reach your backyard. And that's what I love.
So, Brian, like a mother, she refused to answer your question.
There's a lot of wisdom right here. Well, thinking on Ricky and Brittany and that compassion ministry to Northeast yeah. Oklahoma City mm-hmm. spoke to me so deeply. And just mm-hmm. to see the faces of the kids and the mm-hmm. mothers and the others they were reaching. Yeah. And then on the OSU BCM, I'm an OU guy. I went to OU, but I'm thinking, I like all this orange for this video. It just spoke to me.
Yeah, but it's dangerous when we choose a university yeah. to highlight. But yes, the OU fans who have seen this video, it's just fun to see how God is impacting our college campuses.
That's right. Well, I'd encourage anyone listening to this to go to oklahomabaptist.org/SMO. And check out those videos. They're shareable on social yes. media. You mm-hmm. know, we spend so much of our daily lives on social media. Why not put the light of yeah. the gospel out? Something mm-hmm. encouraging for people to see and hear. Well, Amy, Alan, thank you for taking time on today and unpacking on this. And I'm going to put Alan on the spot and ask if he could pray us out of here
sure.
and pray for our churches and all this effort. Alan,
sure.
would you?
Father, thank you for the opportunity that we have to advance the gospel. Father, first, we thank you that there was individuals and churches that cared enough to bring the gospel to us. And so being recipients of the efforts of congregations and individuals within those churches, Lord, to receive the gift of the gospel, Father, we want to be faithful in this generation to advance your kingdom by taking the gospel to those who have still not been reached. And so, Lord, I pray that you will empower your churches to shine brightly in the communities that you've placed them in. And, Lord, that you would raise up gospel witnesses, that people would take on the responsibility of taking the gospel to their lost family members, friends, and work associates. And Lord, that that you would be glorified in what is attempted through Oklahoma Baptist State Missions Offering this year as we strive to reach those who desperately need to hear something positive and hear the good news that Jesus saves. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Well, thank y'all so much. Everyone go to BaptistMessenger.com to see stories about this, and we'll be following in the days ahead. Thank you again, y'all.
Thanks.
God bless.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptist. Visit us at BaptistMessenger.com or your preferred podcast platform. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.